Mrs. Sacheney, when you entertained in your home and you had to go out and purchase groceries and so forth, was Walker's store then the place where
yes.
you would go and find everything
yes.
that you needed?
Yes, it
okay.
was.
No choice.
Yeah.
That yes. was it.
Yeah.
And you felt like they had a good selection?
And they
selection.
Really did have a very good selection. And he was, if you didn't find something, he would try to make sure that the next time you went, he had it. So he was very customer conscious, in other words, good relationship.
And did you do any special orders ahead of time for something? That you
not fillet.
Really. Maybe a fillet here and there. Yeah, beef fillet, but as a whole, nothing. No, we were not too pretentious. Artichokes, I remember. Things like that, which may have not been on the shelves.
And
regularly.
You could charge things at Walker's before that, and this just drove him nuts.
Yeah.
Because people would come in. It also drove my dad nuts. Because obviously people didn't pay cash for oil because they were not there when you delivered. And they run into father at a social thing and say what a great time they had in Aruba. And he in the back of his mind knew that they owed him $250.
That's part of
it's all part of the small
business.
Town. And it drove Harry crazy. And it finally, I think, drove him. Well, when he stopped his charge cards, they were little slips of paper that were filed alphabetically. It was before computers. When we got a computer at Sweet and Bert, I brought one of the drivers in and said, look at this. And what we had was a big machine that was hooked up by telephone to North Wilmington, Mass. And I typed in his name or his account number. And 15 seconds later, it gave him the number of gallons that he had over the last year and when his next delivery was, whatever. And he said, I'll never forget, it was Walker. And he said, how could anybody look that up down in Wilmington that quickly? I said, well, I think it's electronic. He thought there were people running around getting and gathering. But that was sort of that's the stuff I guess I did at Sweet and Bert that drove Father crazy. But that's a long way from what you were just talking about.
Well, I was just curious about Harry Walker and what you remember about him as a person.
Oh, and he had such a wonderful personality. Oh, a very amusing, great wit. And down to earth, of course. And he was a good businessman.
Very good, yeah.
Yeah, and his wife, Angela, just
the two
at the
of them.
Cash register, I think.
It was a cornerstone of the community. And I said it before, H.E. Shaw, Ken Savila's store, was where you bought your boots and your shirts and your gloves and, you know, your tennis balls. And that was a very important part of the community.
You mentioned as well that Clem Curtis had a laundromat in the basement of
yes
of Harry Walker's store.
Clem and
Arlen Smith.
Arlen put the first laundromat in Stowe, which is eventually what Dean Economo has somewhere. And